The DA in the Northwest welcomes the unprecedented approach by the Portfolio Committee on Cooperative Governance and Human Settlements in the Northwest Legislature to reject the Northwest Housing Corporation's 2023-24 annual performance plan and budget yesterday. This follows the continued failure by the Housing Corporation to address previous issues raised by the committee. These issues include, among others, failure to implement the resolutions around the interprovincial properties belonging to the Northwest Provincial Government and the general failure to perform on its mandate. While the committee rejected this APP and budget of 68 million, comprising mainly of 44 million grant allocation from the Department of Human Settlements, the big elephant in the room remains unattended whether the department sold Morula San. Morula San was transferred to the Northwest Housing Corp in 2017 by the San International to much fanfare. The flimsy presentation from Northwest Housing Corp under the program administration only makes mention of an amount of revenue collected through commercial sales Morula and lists an amount of 20 million. This left us with only questions as the Housing Corp did not provide any further clarity on the proposed sale of the property. The DA has today written to the MEC of Human Settlements, Nono Maloyi, requesting that he takes the province into his confidence as to whether Morula San has been sold, and if so, he must submit a comprehensive report on the nature of the sale. We will also assess all the facts around the sale, as well as probe how the deal, which had the potential to boost the Northwest Provincial economy, collapsed under the Housing Corp's custodianship in less than 6 years. We welcome the resolution that the department must not process any grants allocation to the Housing Corp until it has clarified a number of issues, including the Morula San matter. The DA will be following developments in this matter to safeguard the interests of the Northwest residents.